Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, day 316. His grace is enough. Receive this word slowly. Let it land. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. Paul is not speaking from a comfortable distance. He was suffering something real, something painful, and he had brought it before God three times. Three times he went to the Lord and asked for it to be taken away. And God answered him, not with silence, not with a closed door, with a word, personal, direct, spoken right into the heart of Paul. My grace is sufficient for you. Sit with that word for a moment. Sufficient. Because sufficient does not mean barely enough. This is not a God who gives you the minimum to scrape by. Sufficient here means abundant, exactly fitted to this moment, to this pain, to this particular day you are walking through. Christ's grace is not running low. It did not arrive halfway. It covers precisely what you are carrying right now. But there is something even deeper here. God does not remove Paul's suffering. He reveals the purpose living inside it. Because God's power is made perfect, finds its fullest, most visible, most unmistakable expression, precisely where we reach the end of ourselves. Weakness is not an obstacle to God's action. Weakness is the very soil where he acts most clearly. And Paul grasps this in a way that goes far beyond resignation. He doesn't merely accept weakness, he embraces it gladly. Why? Because acknowledging what we lack is not defeat. It is an invitation. It is exactly what opens the door for the power of Christ to rest upon us. Humility is not surrender. It is the gesture that calls the presence down. Notice the image Paul uses. The power of Christ resting upon me, like a tent, a covering, a presence that settles over those who humble themselves before the Lord. This is not a strength you manufacture. It is not something you achieve through willpower or sheer determination. It is a presence that descends, that covers, that holds you and sustains you, and you do not need to pretend to be strong to receive it. You only need to be honest. So, today, the call is simple, but it is real. Before breakfast, before you open your phone, or step into the demands of the day, stop. Spend just a moment alone with God, and name out loud, just between you and him, one weakness you have been carrying alone. It doesn't have to sound polished. It doesn't have to be long. Just say, Lord, here it is. Your grace is enough. And let Christ rest upon it. Let the tent come down. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.